Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S., and for those who need a transplant, the wait is long. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports on a Carnegie Mellon University lab trying to fabricate a functional human heart.
Professor Adam Feinberg shows me around a tissue engineering lab where his team has set up a 3D bioprinter.
Which is a 3D printer that you might have seen print plastic or metal, but getting that to print living cells and other biological materials you find in the body.
For example, they're printing collagen, which is a key structural protein in humans. Collagen is a liquid, so the 3D printer implants it into a gel, which looks a little like something you might put in your hair. Andrew Hudson, a graduate student in Feinberg's lab, is overseeing a 3D print.
This is just a little, like, two straight tubes that are parallel to one another, and then I'm gonna try and get basically cells to grow little bits of, like, blood vessels between these tubes to try and show that we can actually start growing some vasculature.
The team's hope is to build a heart ventricle that can actually pump blood to match the efficiency of the real thing. The lab made the hardware designs for the 3D printer open source, so others around the world can replicate and build upon their work. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis. WESA receives funding from CMU.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.